Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn to communicate like the world's most successful leaders. Now, here are your hosts, TK Stratton and Chad Kirby.
Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast. Excited to have Kinsley Stratton back with us today. You know, for those of you that have been listening for a while to the podcast, know that we talked with Kinsley when she was getting ready to graduate. And she's a super driven individual, and she was getting ready to graduate and decided, rather than to just, you know, spend her summers hanging out, whatever, that she was going to go out and start generating revenue, start making money as an 18-year-old right after graduation. And so we're going to follow up with Kinsley and talk a little bit about what it's been like since graduation. Kinsley, great to be with you today.
Oh, it's great to be here, Chad. I'm in beautiful Northville, Michigan right now.
You know, and you literally stopped knocking on doors just moments ago. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you, Kinsley, since, you know, so many of us listened to you as you were getting ready to start this journey, walk me through your first day on the doors and knocking on doors. What really surprised you as you started this journey?
It's that people kind of look down on salesmen,
which interesting.
It's interesting to me because salesmen make the most money and sometimes are the hardest workers out of anybody. And I can testify of that. So it's just like crazy to me. A lot of people just hate salesmen. Some people will open the door and just take one look at me and slam it. It's just like, yeah, how it is.
Okay, so that's what started. You started off with that experience. Well, yeah. Was there a moment? What, Kinsley? Was there a moment where you just almost wanted to quit and just be like, "I'm done. I can't do
almost
this
anymore"? Every day, honestly, it's hard.
Okay, what got you through that? What got you to stay at it and keep going?
I just had the mindset like, what if all my family and friends were like standing behind me? They'd want me to keep moving. So I just kept telling myself one more door, one more hour, one more day. And you kind of get in just like, and then by the time the day's over, you're like, oh, I did it. I'm done. And you do it again tomorrow. So, yeah.
You know, it's interesting, Kinsley, a lot of people experience hard things and they, you know, they get through it. A lot of people deal with health issues or different challenges life presents them, and they get through it. But you've chosen to do this. You know, you've chosen to leave your home at a young age and say, I'm going to do these hard things. And Kinsley, obviously, that's a huge, huge compliment to you, to your parents, TK and Michelle. But specifically, what really made you or helped you make this decision that I want to do these hard things?
Because success leaves clues. You can look them up. Dan Pena says this all the time. Success leaves clues, kids. So all super successful people, they went through tough times and hard things and had to do hard things. And a lot of successful people or anyone, you have to do things you don't want to do. So you might as well just do it. And I've gained, just in the couple weeks I've done this, I've gained so much grit, and each day it still has its challenges, but it's getting easier. So,
okay, what do you mean it's getting easier?
Like, you get the same, like, five or six objections, and you know how to get over it. Like, an objection like, hey, I need to talk to my wife, or I can't do this right now. You learn how to get over it, and learn how to get through the challenge better, and also how to like just keep on moving to the next door.
Wow. I mean that, and these are experiences that you're having at age 18. A lot of people, you know, wait so long to have these types of experiences, but you said, I'm really developing grit. I'm putting myself out there because success leaves clues. Now, how have these experiences that you're having right now, Kinsley, how have these experiences changed the way you think about work, about money, about success? How have they changed the way you think about those things?
That no highly successful person has ever gotten where they were without hard work.
So I love that.
I want to be super highly successful, so I'm going to follow their footsteps, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there.
It's crazy. So many people forget about that. They think it's by luck. And you know what? It's interesting. You were very fortunate to be born in a home with extremely successful parents in TK and Michelle. And they've had this tremendous success. What happens in most cases, though, in scenarios like that, their children often don't develop that hard work ethic. But your parents have said to you, Kinsley, go out there and experience hard work. Go out there and get, for lack of a better term, get punched in the gut. Have these experiences. And you're like, look, it's becoming easier. It's becoming easier.
Every day has its highs and lows. So you got to ride the highs and you got to survive the lows. But my parents made it very clear, like, everything we had came from hard work and being tough. So I think them telling their story and how they got to where they were, it just doesn't happen. Luck doesn't happen. You have to make your own luck. And I don't think people realize that.
That's incredible. But you said the word tough too. What do you mean by, why'd you use that word? Hard work and tough. Why is that?
Because it's one thing to work hard and put in the hours and knock all the doors or whatever. But it's another thing to be tough and just keep on doing it. You know, how do I word this? Caught me on the spot a little bit. It's like being, gosh, I can't think of the word.
No, I think it's what you were talking about with grit.
Having the grit to be able to knock the next door and still put a smile on your face.
And you know what? I think that also goes back to the fact that when I was talking to your mom, Michelle, and how they, as they built their, you know, empire and their wealth, they really have never thought that they were better than anybody else in the process. Mm-hmm. They would pick up a broom and sweep. They would go empty the trash. They would go do anything. And obviously that's translated to you as well. But that grit, meaning I'll do whatever it takes to be successful. Mm-hmm. And so go ahead.
Yeah. It's like the Rocky Balboa quote. It's not how many times you punch, it's how many times you get punched and still get back up. I think that's grit. That's toughness.
Right? I love that. Well, you mentioned, and we've been talking about that, you really learned three big lessons, probably a lot more than that, but three big lessons that it frankly surprised you a little bit. Talk to us a little bit about those lessons that you started off, you shared with me about mentality.
Mm-hmm. So the first one is your mentality changes your tonality. So when I've noticed when my self-confidence is down and you're thinking of yourself more than you are thinking of other people, your tonality is not good. It's like I'm either seeking too much rapport, like it's too, hi, how are you? Like trying to get them to like me, or it's rapport breaking where I'm like, hey, how's it going? Like not doing any good. So I've noticed when I'm super happy, I'm not thinking about myself and I'm super confident, my tonality, people feel that energy and they respond well to it, you know, because people want to buy or talk to people that they like or want to be like.
That they like or want to be like. That's powerful, because that's absolutely true. And they want to be like people that think about other people. And when you approach that with that mentality, how am I going to help that individual? How am I really going to make their life better? That impacts your tonality. I love that. What a powerful lesson to learn at age 18. A powerful lesson for all of us. Now, what was your second? You're talking about sales.
Yeah. So this was a lesson. So in our company EcoShield, we have partners. And one of these partners is named Alan Cooley. And he gave a lesson to us one night about last week or 2 weeks ago. And I took notes. It was really good. He's like, if you are not selling 4 or 5 sales a day, this is your problem. You need to understand this is what sales is. It's people, you find an unknown problem someone has and you offer a solution. So what I'm doing when I'm selling pest control, people don't really care about the bugs. They think it's normal. So I have to shine the light on the problem. Like, hey, everyone's getting these ants. And a lot of people spray for them themselves and stuff. But they notice the ant, the bugs keep coming back. That's the problem. That's the problem I'm shining the light on. And so then I offer my solution, my service. What I'm going to do is I'm going to granulate your yard. And you're not going to see these sandcastles pop up anymore. And you close, it's a whole thing. But that's what sales is.
To your point, Kinsley, I think everyone needs to realize that regardless of what business you're in, regardless of what you're doing, you're selling. Mm-hmm. You're always selling. So whether you are 100%. A dentist, an attorney, or whatever position you might be in, you're always selling.
Well, here's a good example. If you go to medical school for 8 years and you just become a doctor, if you can't sell yourself or your abilities, you're not going to be a very good doctor.
That's completely true, right?
You're not going to make much money.
You're not, because you think about it. How many times have people gone to a certain doctor and been like, yeah, I will never go back to them again, right?
100 times.
And so you're always, always shining light on areas that need to be addressed and improved. And you're providing the solution to that. That is powerful, Kinsley, because if everyone listening just did that and said, okay, what I'm doing, whether it be leadership, whether it be selling a product, whether it be a service, whatever it might be, if you find that problem that people have that you can shine a light on and then provide a solution, that's game changing.
Yeah.
I love that. Cool. Well, okay. Now give me number 3.
So number 3 is learning to love the process and not the outcome. So it's still important to have goals and have an outcome in mind. Like, oh, I want to do this much in revenue or knock this many doors a day. It's still good to have a goal in mind, but learning to love the process on how to get there is really important. Because sometimes I forget. I have to keep telling myself, dude, it's okay. Just knock the next door. We got this. Like, remember your why. I like to remember why I'm there and my purpose. Like, I'm here to learn sales so I can go do real estate and do what I really want to do. So I just keep telling myself, this is why I'm here, and gaining that confidence and learning to love the process. Like, hey, I knocked this many doors today. I worked for this many hours. That's still an accomplishment.
Huge.
And it's just day by day. And what that does is it adds up and you build momentum and then you get to that outcome you're wanting.
Right. Fall in love with the process. That's huge. Mm-hmm. Too many people get caught up in just going through the motions and not really falling in love with the process. But when you fall in love with the process, Kinsley, to your point, you begin to thrive in their situation.
I think a lot of people are on autopilot and they just keep doing the same thing day in and day out, which is, it's important to be consistent, but you need to do the hard things, to just little things every single day. And it builds up to that goal you want. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And Kinsley, because you know how many people I asked, and I've shared this before, where I say, how many of you are living below your potential? And every single person, when I share that at an event, conference, wherever I'm speaking, every single person will raise their hand. Kinsley, they'll say, yeah, I'm living below my potential. And it's because they're not doing the very thing you're talking about there with falling in love with the process. Kinsley, loved the insights, loved everything you shared. Such important things and lessons to remember. I'm blown away constantly every time I talk to you on what you're accomplishing, what you're doing, and how you're having a tremendous impact. So love that you came on. Thanks for sharing your insights, and we'll be in touch, Kinsley. Take care.